Watch programs on your schedule with the KPBS Plus streaming service. See new episodes of Nature and Nova, latest news from PBS NewsHour and KPBS Evening Edition, local shows like Ken Kramer's About San Diego. Learn more at kpbs.org/kpbsplus. Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Friday, April 3rd. San Diego reps got an inside look at the Otay Mesa Immigration Detention Center. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. Disagreements between Republicans and Democrats over DHS funding has resulted in the longest partial government shutdown in our nation's history. Local U.S. Representative Scott Peters this week announced a bill he says would prevent similar problems in the future. During shutdowns, it would allow the transfer of funds that were initially intended for ICE to other agencies within the Department of Homeland Security. Last Friday, Trump signed an executive action to pay TSA workers, saying that America's air travel system had reached its breaking point. Peters says that by passing his bill, the livelihoods of essential federal workers wouldn't depend on the whims of any one person. Just shy of $16 million was awarded to UC San Diego and UC Davis to study how the brain ages within Hispanic and Latino communities. Latinos have a higher risk of heart and vascular diseases, as well as being more prone to developing dementia when compared to other groups. A co-principal investigator on the grant says that Latinos have been historically overlooked in aging research, and that studying a Latino brain will help them develop better tools for early detection and more effective prevention strategies. A lawsuit has been filed by the county alleging that a handful of companies monopolized the fire truck market. The county says it has led to higher prices, causing truck prices at times to more than double, as well as delaying the delivery of trucks taking anywhere from 1 to 4 years. The county is alleging that the defendants acquired multiple smaller fire truck manufacturers, eliminating competition for the vehicles and their parts. The county operates around 75 trucks. They say some are well past their recommended service life. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hola, friends.
In this episode of Port of Entry, we explore the efforts that made Assembly Bill 91 a reality.
A state bill that offers students south of the border a chance at affordable education in California.
We chat with the individuals behind this bill and the advocates working tirelessly to keep the dream of education alive for all trans-border students.
You don't want to miss this episode. Catch it wherever you get your podcasts.
Two of San Diego's congressional representatives visited the Otay Mesa Detention Center yesterday. Reporter Katie Anastas says they didn't speak to detainees during the visit.
Representatives Sarah Jacobs and Mike Levin visited a holding area, medical facilities, library, and chapel.
There's roughly 1,000, a little more, 1,000 ICE detainees in there.
They met with the facility's lead doctor and other medical staff. Levin describes the facility and cleanliness as being roughly on par with civilian medical facilities.
I believe that they're doing the best that they can with the staff that they have and the circumstances that they find themselves in.
Levin and Jacobs say they've received complaints about the facility. Jacobs says her office had requested to speak with detainees, but that a miscommunication between federal officials and the facility meant it didn't happen on schedule.
They finally offered it right at the very end when we had 10 minutes left. And so we've let them know that we will plan on coming back to meet with folks.
Jacobs and Levin say they plan to conduct unannounced oversight visits in the coming months. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
A Marine Research Institute celebrated a major milestone yesterday. It released its 3 millionth sea bass to the wild. It's part of a decades-long effort to restore and sustain California's fisheries. North County reporter Alexander Wen was there for the momentous occasion.
Grab the net on the bottom. There you go.
Using a golden net, a ceremonial 3 millionth sea bass was released into the ocean. Mark Drawbridge is the director of the Sustainable Seafood Program at HUB's SeaWorld Research Institute. That sea bass was hatched and raised at the Institute's Carlsbad campus.
They play an important role in the ecosystem. They're found coastally here around rocky reefs and in kelp beds and so forth.
Between the 1960s and 80s, the white sea bass population plummeted because of overfishing. So in 1983, HUB's SeaWorld, the recreational fishing community, and the state's Department of Fish and Wildlife banded together to establish this program. It releases about 70,000 fish per year. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
For more than a decade, the city of Chula Vista's official tall ship has provided sailing adventures, day charters, and educational programs. Reporter Jacob Ayer says it recently came very close to sailing off into city history, but for now, it'll stay docked in South Bay.
The double-masted schooner Bill of Rights floats in the Safe Harbor South Bay Marina.
We consider this an asset for the community.
Susan Johnson helps manage the finances for the ship, which is owned by the nonprofit South Bayfront Sailing Association. She says last month they received a lease termination notice from Safe Harbor Marinas, the private company that runs the marina in Chula Vista. That news prompted a petition drive to keep the ship in place and some media coverage. Now, Safe Harbor Marinas seems to be changing course.
We just got that they were canceling the letter, but they were going to work with us on rebirthing the boat.
In a statement, the company says the association can disregard the notice, and the Bill of Rights will remain docked at Safe Harbor South Bay. Johnson says she's hopeful, but they still need to figure out the details of what comes next.
In my mind, it means that they will work on coming up with a place for us to berth and a contract. But there's nothing promised in it.
Safe Harbor says the change is in recognition of the current constraints on alternative options for the Bill of Rights. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
The 2026 San Diego Beatles Fair is this weekend in Hacumba. This year, the event organizer Alma Rodriguez is dedicating the festival to her late daughter. KPBS's Andrew Bracken spoke with Rodriguez about the added layer of meaning to this year's event.
You've been organizing the San Diego Beatles Fair for several years now, and you're dedicating this year's festival to someone very special to you, your daughter, Anna. And I'd love to just start by hearing more about her. Tell us about her.
Well, Anna was a very vibrant person. She was involved in the community, and she was my right-hand person doing the San Diego Beatles Fair. She also worked in the industry as a crane operator for staging and performing concerts and festivals throughout the country.
You mentioned her, you know, her being a right-hand person for you in this festival. Can you share with us some of your memories from those times with Anna?
One of the big memories and the reason why I am doing this in Hacumba is because we took a lot of time to spend planning events and conversations about what would be the next step. So we did a lot of hiking out here, a lot of outdoor events. And this was our getaway spot for my mother and daughter to do a lot of planning in the future.
Last year, you know, I know you had to step back from the fair after losing your daughter to a hit and run accident in 2024. And just want to say, I'm so sorry for your loss. Since then, you've found a new mission, and it's really a big focus of this year's fair. Tell us more about that mission.
Well, like I say, I had it took a year off, not only to grief, but also to focus on what is the mission that I need to accomplish to leave her legacy and what she was part of. Now I have to take on the mission to create her nonprofit and protect and bring awareness to the community of, you know, safety, traffic safety, pedestrian safety.
And what you created a nonprofit. It's called Awareness Needs Action. It's also spells Anna, right? So tell us more about the organization and, you know, your ultimate goal here.
The organization is basically to spread not only the safety issues that we have to be aware of, but we also support for the families that are going through this kind of tragedies and provide safety gear.
What support would you have liked to have gotten that maybe you didn't get enough of you know, during this difficult time for you? And how are you looking to, you know, for Anna to create a similar support system for others?
The most important thing is that not to panic in this kind of situations and take action right away. In my case, in my daughter's case, was a hit and run. So the 72 hours was dramatically crucial to find out, you know, organize and get the community. And I think for me personally, in my case, I had to make sure that we do all the right steps so we don't interfere into the investigation and also keep ourselves conscious that there's a lot of work to do ahead of us before we can find justice. And then how we're going to turn it into a tragic moment into a positive thing. That's important.
And that leads to, you know, honoring her at this year's fair, right? It's at a place which you've talked about was really special for Anna and you. So tell us more about what you have in store this weekend.
First of all, this is our first time that we took it out of the San Diego city limits. So it's a new learning curve. It's a campgrounds at the Anza Spring Resort. And I definitely had a dream about what to do, whether I do it, whether I quit, whether it came to me that she would not never let me quit. She will love this festival. She always part of it. And the most important thing is to create memories with our families and our loved ones. And she will be very proud that we're doing this to help people like she always wanted.
That was Alma Rodriguez speaking with KPBS's Andrew Bracken. You can find more information about the event at BeatlesFair.com. As we do for you each and every Friday, here are some weekend event ideas for you and yours. Award-winning playwright August Wilson's play Fences is set to return to the Old Globe this Saturday. The classic tale is set in the 1950s and tells the story of a working-class black man whose hopes and dreams have been limited. If you'd like to work on perfecting your photographic eye, then George's Camera in North Park might just have what you need. On Saturday, they are holding a beginner's film photography class. You can learn the basics of what goes into using a 35mm camera and get an introduction to framing and processing film. And of course, this Sunday is Easter for all celebrating. Fit Social will host a family-friendly beachside Easter egg hunt. There will be egg hunts based on age, with golden eggs hidden throughout that contain prizes like food or drink gift cards. That takes place at Belmont Park. Whatever you do this weekend, please enjoy. That's it for the podcast today. This podcast is edited by Brooke Ruth and hosted and produced by me, Lawrence K. Jackson. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
This year's GI Film Festival San Diego takes place May 6th through 8th and is sponsored by Creative Forces Community Engagement Grants, part of the National Endowment for the Arts Creative Forces Initiative in partnership with Mid-America Arts Alliance. Festival details at gifilmfestivalsd.org.